produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hold up the line. Oh. Hold up the light. Hold up the light. Oh, ye heaven-bound soldiers. Hold up the light.
Everybody.
Hold up the light. Let your the light shine around the world.
Good morning, and welcome to Love, Light, and Positivity. And guess what? You've just landed in love. And we want you to remember today that you were made in love, by love, for love, to be loved. And the other thing that we're so proud of, we're in a brand new year. We've had exciting guests so far. And the last episode, we promised you that we would do part two of our conversation with none other than Rhonda Hollis, right? So she is our guest again today, and we're going to bring her on in a few minutes. I want to tell you that I am Imaji Jubilee, and I'm your host for Love, Light, and Positivity. And I want to thank, I have to always thank Kayla Paget, CEO of Finding My Way Radio, and Josie Hopkins of Josie's Inspirational Network for the opportunity to always be on this platform. And just as wherever you are on the globe, we want you to take a breath together. Let us breathe in the breath. Breath is life, and life is meant to be lived in full expression. We wake up every morning, and as Wanda said in our last show, we wake up a winner. So I know you woke up a winner today. No matter what's going on externally, no matter what's going on internally, you still woke up, and you have love running warm in your veins today. In your veins, so there's no need for you to complain. And I say that again, you have God's love running warm in your veins, so there's no reason to complain. And breathing in and breathing out. And we are mindful. We are mindful of the body that we live in. We're mindful of the thoughts that run through our head. We're mindful of what's in our heart, because we all are blessed, and we come from a Christed heart. And breathe. And we settle into the peace of that. Well, I wanted to tell you that I'm excited and elated, because I wanted to announce to you that my soon-to-be-released book by the 15th of March is called Soul to Soul. And in that book, there are poems. There are actually 13 poems in that book. And I have a person, Martha High, who's the goddess of soul, who did the art for that book. So that book is talking about love and how to be loved and how we are to empower ourselves. And I just want to read you a portion of one of the poems. It's called I Got a Fire in My Belly and I Gotta Tell It. I'm not going to read it all. So then we will go and talk to Miss Wanda Hollis after I introduce her, about her having a fire in her belly, all right? We will start off with her. So here we go with the poem. No need to crawl, not even walk. We march to the rhythm of your drum. Because, baby, I got what it takes. I'm dancing and skipping merrily, cheerfully, in the flow of spirit care and in spirit grace. No longer am I shy and unmistakable, assuming and docile, or keeping silent, or do I live a ho-hum life, bored and stuck and rigid all over, all covered by my own stuff, blaming you for dumping your stuff on me and creating my misery. Got a fire in my belly, and I gotta tell it, I'm living from an empowered place. No longer do I lie, deceive, cheat, or undermine, or manipulate others. Those who I perceive to be less than me because of the caste system that was set up for us to be annihilated. Keep up with others. Keep us in our place so that we could feel less than and they could feel superior about themselves, because I felt less than because of the color of my skin. And not a member of the human race. I got a fire in my belly, y'all, and I got to tell it. I say it again. I got a fire in my belly, and I got to tell it. No longer do I listen to he say, she say, or they say, or those who pass along gossip or criticize, dehumanize, defame, destroy, or defeat others. Got to watch them. Got to watch them, y'all, because what they say about you, they're saying about themselves, and they will surely reap what they sow. And it's a reflection that when they come out to set a trap for you, they're setting a trap for themselves. I got a fire in my belly, y'all, and I gotta tell it. No longer am I bound to being what you would say I need to be. No longer do I accept crumbs from the table. No longer do I choose to suffer, to be a martyr or a poster child for not enoughness, unworthiness, spinelessness, purposelessness, and having a fragile ego who sells their soul to the highest bidder. for a millisecond, y'all, of validation and recognition. Got a fire in my belly, y'all, and I got to tell it. I'm living from an empowered place. I am bold. I am brilliant. I am sassy. I am sensual. I am soulful. Boy, oh boy, I just said a mouthful, and I don't need to be doubtful, because I got a fire in my belly, and I got to tell it. And I now realize I have to bring all of my gifts to the world. And so I bring them to the world, and I wield my power and my uniqueness on purpose as I continue to unfold. I now live from an empowered place, y'all. Now, y'all run tell that, because you sure been told that I have a fire in my belly, and I got to tell it. That's what that, oh, every time I say that poem, it stirs something in my soul. And Wanda Hollis is that same kind of individual, that same kind of human being that brings everything she brings. She brings it from the fire in her belly. She's a motivational queen. She's a certified trainer, teacher. She's a speaker. She's a coach. She's an author. She has a talk show host. She's a talk show host of I Am Enough. And she's a trailblazer that makes an impact and influences others. Now I want you to give a warm welcome to Wanda Hollis. Welcome back for part two, Wanda.
Well, thank you so much. And, you know, Ari, when I hear that poem, I just want to run around the room. I just want to run around the room. You could just say that poem and drop the mic and then just take off running. That is such an empowered poem. Thank you for that so much. And thank you for allowing me to come back and share this time and space with you.
Well, I wanted to come in because I felt like we left some things. You know how you put the period at the end of a sentence? and you put an explanation point. And I know in my mind I had a question mark, right? And okay. I know my listeners, I wanted them to get to know you a little bit better. So what ignites the fire in your belly, Wanda?
Wow. Just being grateful, you know, being grateful ignites the fire in my belly. My parents, my grandparents, where I come from, because they are definitely, or they were, servant leaders in the community, and they always inspire other people to do great things. So that is kind of like what's just driving my DNA. That's what wakes me up every day, just knowing that life gives us an opportunity to go and do great things. So I'm just fired up by that, just being here on the planet.
Wow. Well, Taylor, look, I want you to go into details about you being an author and your latest, your book that's out, the new one that's out, and you can start with the one that you first wrote and then bring us to the last one that you wrote and give us some tips from each book.
Wow. Okay. Now, how much time we got? No. Okay. So, very, very, very quickly, though, the first book came out of me really, really being in a place of confusion because I had just went through three traumatic deaths in my life very close to me. I kind of like I always say I got pushed up to the matriarch of the family. My mother passed, and then within 5 months, my grandmother and my grandfather passed. So,
wow.
Yeah, so that put me in a place where I had a decision to make. I had to decide whether I wanted to curl up on the couch and just say, turn the lights off on life for a minute, or I had to stay in my purpose. And I chose to stay in my purpose, but I couldn't do it alone. So I gathered 21 people, and we wrote a book titled Wake Up Winning No Matter What, Because Losing Is Not an Option. And that's what started it. And in that book, you get so many lessons from people in their struggle, from whatever kind of backgrounds that you could think of. They've gone through it, and they've overcome it, and they're in the space of continuing to fight to win in life. And that's how that book came about. It also was a way for me to keep living, really, really and truly, because I didn't have time. When you think about, my mother passed in July, a couple weeks before her birthday, and then literally my grandmother went into the hospital that same month. So I was rushing to Michigan to take care of her, and my grandfather was in the nursing home. So I thought in my mind, my plan was to just get these two seniors and bring them back to Georgia, but that wasn't the plan. So I didn't have time to, like, grieve for my mom because I had to focus my energy to my grandmother and then my grandfather. So, and they passed within 30 days of one another. So,
wow,
it took,
that's a lot of grief.
Right. But I transcended that grief into celebration because then all I knew then was to give honor to what they had done for me, you know? So
wow.
I didn't have the time or the comfort or the luxury of just saying, you know what, let me just get on this couch and curl up. I did that for one day, and my sister, my good girlfriend, came over, and they just, like, held me on both sides of the couch. And after that, it was like I couldn't do it anymore. I had to stay in the game. So in creating that first book, that's what I did. Reached out to Taria Avant, and she helped me put that project together. She had posted, you know, are you looking to collaborate? And I was like, wow, this is a great tool for me. So then 2 years later, in 2020, you know, some of the other co-authors that were part of the first book, they came to me saying, like, Queen, well, you know, are you going to do another book? And I was like, nah. But doing that, we were in this time of COVID. I call it the vision time. It just made sense. It made sense to me to say yes to the project, and I said yes to God. And people were like, well, how many people do you want on the project? I said, well, I'm just going to let God guide the project. And so I didn't put any expectations on there. I didn't, you know, outside of, like, who was going to be on there. I said, well, whomever's supposed to be on there will be led to me. And as it turned out, there was 20 people. So that was real significant. There was 20 people in 2020 that came on that project. And
the title of that book is, what's the title of that book?
Wake Up Winning No Matter What, Because Losing.
Wake Up Winning. I want our audience to hear that. And tell them, before we moved on and get carried away here,
let me tell you the full title, though. Wake Up Winning No Matter What, Because Losing Is Not an Option. And you can get book on my website. You can get that book on my website at IamEnough365.com. That's IamEnough365.com. And what was your next question? I'm sorry.
Well, I was going to ask you, you know, to give us some a brief pointers from your last book, You're Waking Up Winning No Matter What. What some of the, you know, doing the collaboration, what did you learn from the other people that you didn't know before?
I learned how to be patient, you know.
Uh-huh.
I learned. I would say this. Life teaches us lessons all the time, and it's kind of like a repeat. You know, it's like a wash and spin. You do it. You keep doing it over and over again. And so when it comes to working with people, in which I'm drawn to, that's just who I am. That's the community that I come from. So I feel like we're greater together and we can go further faster together than we can alone. So I look for collaborative efforts in everything that I do. One thing that I learn is always how to be tolerant and how to be patient, because everybody does not move the same. You have different personalities, and you have to have, you have to use, you know, I have to use my strength to help me see past what somebody may be appearing to be, because that's just the outer shell. So I always like to dig deep, you know, it teaches me service. And because it's a giving process, this book is not just a book. This book is a tool to help you define your purpose so that it pushes you in that direction of never giving up, never being complacent, always trying, putting your best foot forth. If you fall down, get up, surrounding yourself with positive people. And lastly, love, because everything must be done in love in order for it to produce any fruit. You know, so if you could forgive, if you can accept, if you have acceptance of yourself, if you service is always the forefront, and if you love, those four things will take you far, far, far beyond your wildest dreams.
Well, one of the other tools that I have used, and I have to use that today, was making amends. Mm-hmm. You know, making amends for when I get off track. I have people that I call that can pull my coattail, okay? And when I get off track, make amends. You know, you talk about love, it's forgiveness, and making amends goes right along with one of the tools with love, one of those tools. So I'm sure that there's lots of more nuggets of information that's in that book, and you've told our listeners how to get that book. So tell us, I know it's been some difficult times for you doing COVID. You talked about COVID. So what is the tool that you most readily use in being able to continue to have that fire in your belly and to be a love, light, and positivity in your community and for your family?
That's simple. We have to just stay grateful. You know, no, walking in that spirit of gratitude is just phenomenal, because no matter what's going on the outside, you can only manage what's going on in the inside. And when you stay in gratitude of love and self-care and appreciation, then you can get through anything. It doesn't matter whether it's COVID, they'll put another name on it. It could be that. It could be, you know, like depression. It could be anything that they want to title and put upon you, but it's always going to be with what you accept. And when you're seeking to accept your win, when you're seeking to accept your greatness, there is nothing that will deter you from doing that. So I would say always practice gratitude, always, always.
Yeah, and I remember you saying something about gratitude, waking up a winner, eliminating negative energy, music, and exercise. We had a previous conversation about this, and I took notes. You know what I'm saying? I took notes because I found what you were saying made so much, you know, so much sense. S-E-N-S-E, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of how staying on track and staying centered. And for me, you know, so I know you walk by faith as well. How has your faith played a role in this?
Every day. Every day, you know, just realizing that we're connected to each other. I'm not into like religion, quote, but more in that spiritual principles of the oneness, you know. And when we drop all those labels and understand that if I breathe for you and you breathe for me, we're breathing together, you know.
Yeah,
and,
girl.
You got this, girl.
And I love the way you just phrased that, because the religiosity, this is my belief, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And nobody else don't have to believe this way, but I feel like religiosity has driven us away from that oneness because
Absolutely.
Of the label. Because of this religion is right and this practice is right, and it's all about being spiritual.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's the biggest key to success, is once you understand that the divine principle is oneness, you know, that's like there's no separation from me to you and from you to the next person. And when we hone into that, then I'm not just my sister's keeper, I then become my sister, and I'm looking at myself with what would I do as my sister or as my brother. You know, and that, mm-hmm. and then everything goes back to love. You know, if you're doing
everything
in love, out of love,
yeah,
you can't go wrong.
Everything goes,
you know,
You can't.
Yeah.
You can't. Isn't that phenomenal? It's like, and I know I call it, you know, one of the things, and to just to demonstrate, when I can tell when I'm off center and out of love, because that awareness and perception and choice. Awareness, perception, and choice. Because I can look at it from the high perspective, higher purpose, higher self, or I can look at it from my lower self, which I know I'm coming over. And I have a tendency to get into my humanness, but I always end up, like you're saying, going back to love. So what nugget of wisdom would you like to leave for our listening audience for this show?
You know, when I think about that, I'm drawn to the title of the book, Waking Up Winning No Matter What, because losing is not an option. So for our listeners today, do a self-evaluation and just really look inside your soul and say, you know what, am I really giving life all I have to give? Am I dreaming big? Am I taking action? And if not, why? And then move that barrier of what's stopping you out of the way and go for it, because this is the life that's promised to us, the one that we're in right now. And that's one thing I learned when I wrote my first book is my people that passed on to the other side, they're now my guardian angels. And they're watching over me. And one thing they always told me was that they'll always protect me and for me to go for what I want to go for. So that's what I want to leave our audience with today, is to go for what you want to go for. Dream bigger than you ever have, and make sure that that dream scares you enough for you to go for it and indulge in life completely.
Yes, and thank you so much for that piece of wisdom, that pearl of wisdom. And I know you and I have to do a project together, girl, because I bet it would be off the chain.
I know it would be. So,
yeah, and I so appreciate you bringing love, light, and positivity to this platform today. And I want to thank our listening audience all over the world. So join us next time when we will have someone who will be sharing the love, light, and positivity and making an impact. It's like you bloom where you planted. Like Wanda is blooming virtually, because we all do things virtually now, blooming where she's planted. So we challenge you to have a fire in your belly and share it with the world. Bring to the world those gifts and your uniqueness, your purpose, but do it remembering what our guest has said about being and doing in love. Allow your life to improve. Unfold and allow yourself to uncover and discover that uniqueness within, and that you are a winner. Wake up every day, you're a winner. I'm practicing what she's taught. And we just give thanks for the show. We give thanks for Wanda, and we bless you. And we'll see you next time right here with Imaja Jubilee as your host on Love, Light, and Positivity.
Thank you.
Thank you, Wanda.
Thank you.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.